The club released a statement yesterday admitting, confirming stories that Ched Evans is coming back to train with the football club. What's your view on that?
Same as the club statement. Everything that the club wanted to say at this time was contained within the statement.
Do you, Nigel Clough, agree with what the club are doing here?
Well, everything I think it says at the end of the statement, that nobody will be commenting any further at this stage. So as an employee of the club, I'll adhere to that.
The suggestion being that this is just a precursor to him signing, what would you say to that?
I'd say in the statement it says coming back according to the law and a request from the PFA to give him an opportunity to get fit to do his job again, whether with us or somebody else. That's nowhere near being decided as it says in the statement.
Why hasn't a decision been made? Because there's been long enough, there's been a long build-up even to get to this stage.
Because it goes in stages. How you can sign a player who hasn't played football for 2 years and 7 months, I don't think anybody's in a position to do that.
It puts Sheffield United in a spotlight, doesn't it, that creates with it an awful amount of problems and affects the club's PR, doesn't it? There are those that are vehemently against this. What would you say to them?
We're not adding it. I'd just say please read the statement carefully and everything that's contained within it. It's, you know, and it does say we're aware of all the deliberations and public discussions that have been going on about it, and we've made this decision, but after taking several weeks and taking all those facts into consideration.
In your mind, do you know if there is a process here and a time scale onto when a final decision, right, we're going to sign him or we're not, will be made?
No. And believe it or not, it's not at the top of our priorities. We've got 4 games in the next 10 days, 2 Cup, 2 League, which will determine, first of all, do we stay in those competitions and are we going to get back in the top six? That's our priority. Not a player who's training with us at the moment.
What's the plan then? When does he officially start training? How much will he be training initially?
No idea to those questions. The statement was just released yesterday with the club's decision. So the next stage is sorting out some sort of training programme.
Stepping back from this for a second, this issue that has presented itself for Sheffield United, should the football authorities have a strict code of conduct here, a more public code of conduct, to help football clubs who may unwittingly, I suppose, find themselves in this situation?
No, because that can't go above the law of the land, which is made by elected parliaments and so on. We're football people, you know, we're not politicians, we don't make those sorts of decisions. All we do is follow the rules and the laws.
How much of a role have you had in this decision-making process?
No, it says in the statement all the staff at the club have been consulted. So, as an employee, then I've been consulted along with everybody else.
Let's change tack. Mark McNulty, we discussed him on Saturday. You were having an investigation into what happened to him. I know it's not one thing, it's something else at the moment. Has that investigation concluded?
No, I think it's police looking into it in Scotland at the moment. So he's back in work this week. Not sure when he'll be able to play again. I think it'll be a couple of weeks or something like that. So he's no good to us at the moment. Our priority is trying to get a striker in on loan at the moment to try and cover us with Michael Higdon being out as well.
Second point just on that, finally. Was this a club-sanctioned thing? Did you know he was going home, is it something...?
Yeah, they had the Sunday-Monday off, so, you know, we encourage lads, you know, they're living away from home and everything, to go back and see the family, not necessarily to get into the trouble that he did, but, you know, sometimes you can't avoid these things, but he's got to learn as a young professional footballer that you can't put yourself in a position where other people can. He's in the spotlight as a footballer at a big club in League One, and he has to learn that.
So the search for a striker. The name that's been in the headlines this week has been Chris O'Grady, and a link there again resurfacing. Is there any truth in that?
We've made inquiries for, I think, 4 strikers now. So if we get one of them, then we'll let you know. And they'll probably be... we've been turned down for one of those, so we'll keep making inquiries and see if we can get one in. We're even trying to get one in time for tonight. It's unlikely, but we're trying.
So, okay then. Chris O'Grady, is he that player who you've had turned down? Where are you at with him?
No, we've inquired. You know, we go through these names, and I don't think it's fair. You know, sometimes we can confirm, sometimes we can't. No, we've inquired for different strikers, and we don't want to say if Chris is one of those or not. He's somebody else's player.
Davis is somebody who we have spoken about, and is there a finality to that now? Is that it? There's no question that deal's off the agenda?
Yeah, because Blackpool have come and said there's no deal to be done at the moment.
So it's what, 9:30 in the morning. How is there any confidence at all that you'll be able to get somebody in?
No, but we're trying. We got confirmation last night. One of the targets wouldn't be available at the moment, and we're just chasing another one up this morning.
What about by Saturday then, I suppose, when you return to the league?
Anything. Well, you know, we'll take players. I think with Michael and Mark McNulty being out for, you know, maybe 2-3 weeks or something, you know, to try and get one in. Diego's coming into the squad tonight, you know, Chris Porter. You know, when you get Jose, Jamie Murphy did a bit up front. We could do with one. So there's not that many out there at the moment, and they've got to be a good one as well.
Paddy McCarthy, what's the latest with him? When we spoke last Thursday, that was pretty much almost there, wasn't it, in terms of a verbal agreement? Where are you at with that?
Yeah, Paddy's fine. He'll be back in on Friday morning. They didn't want to play in the JPT tonight. We'd have played, if the Doncaster game had been off, we'd have played him tonight because he didn't want to go 3 weeks without a game. So, yeah, all the paperwork's done. And he'll be rejoining us for training on Friday morning with a view to playing Saturday.
Right. Up to and including when? How long have you got him for?
28th of December, which is brilliant. Concludes the league programme this year. Palace want him back for the FA Cup on the third round on January the 3rd. So that's as far as we could take it. So we're delighted to have him for that length of time and very grateful to Crystal Palace and Neil for doing it.
And after the third, oh, I suppose it might depend on if they get through, I suppose, but would there be a plan in mind to try and say to them, look, can we get him back till the end of the season or some other deal?
We haven't discussed that yet. We've just literally gone to the 28th of December, and then we'll see how it goes over this time. You know, a lot will depend on Paddy and Crystal Palace. You know, he does live in South London and everything with his family. So he enjoys playing football, though, and I think he's enjoyed his time so far.
Team news for this evening, then. You've mentioned Girolamo and Porter been involved in the squad. Injury-wise, who's in, who's out?
It's pretty much the same. We've got one or two carrying knocks, so we'll judge this afternoon if we're going to risk them or not. But even the fact that it's a Wednesday night, you know, as opposed to a Tuesday, gives us 24 hours less preparation for a big game at Doncaster Saturday. So we won't be falling foul of the rules regarding the competition tonight. And there will be six starting that started on Saturday.
Because that is a bugbear, isn't it, for managers, having that rule enforced? Most of you have not really heard a manager say, we don't like this imposition, if you like, but you've got to adhere to it.
We have, yes. Well, we don't have to. We get fined like we did in the last round, which we don't want to do. It's a very difficult one for the authorities to get the competition and get some standing with the competition, you know, without teams putting in under 18 sides, under 21 sides, and demeaning it that way. I think it's even a couple of years on, it's a bit outdated with squads these days. You know, we work with the squads of 18 to 20. And I think if you can get a squad, you know, a squad out within that, a team out within that squad, then it should be good enough. You know, because here we are, say, 2.5 days off a big game at Doncaster on Saturday. And we don't want to risk people.
Because it almost seems as though they would say that it's about protecting the integrity of their competition, but the days of starting 11 and three or four subs, it's 15, 20 years ago.
It is, yeah. You know, it's a bigger squad game now. Most people, you know, a lot of our lads who are outside the squad, you know, Stephen McGinn, Chris Porter and Neil Collins are outside the squad, will all class themselves as first teamers. So, you know, it's sort of, I think, a little bit demeaning to them to say, well, hold on a minute, if you play, the club get fined if we play players like you.
What about Walsall then, as a challenge? What do you know of them this evening?
Not seen much of them this season. I know last season they were close to achieving the playoffs as well. Had a struggle a little bit more this season, but still a good team on the day.
Who are their threats? Where do you look at as their main men this evening?
Well, Bradshaw's the lad who scored the goals up front from Shrewsbury. I think he's a good finisher at our level. So I think he's the major threat. But I think they're a good footballing side. And at their place as well, they'll be pretty confident.
You're still fighting on all fronts, and it's only early November, of course. But the JPT does present a realistic chance of getting to Wembley, although near miss, of course, last year in a different competition. But how much of a priority is it this year?
It's not top of the priorities. It goes the Football League, probably the FA Cup, the League Cup, and then the JPT. You know, that's just being realistic, not demeaning any of the competitions at all or disrespecting them. But we're still putting a team out to try and win the game tonight. We did at Hartlepool. And if we wanted to financially, we'd put the youngsters out and not try and win it. But we're trying to get through. If we can, it's an area quarter final tonight. Can we get through to the semis and beyond? So we don't think it's bad being in all competitions. you know, at this stage of the season. Fixtures are, yeah, we've got a busy few weeks coming up. A couple of loans would help to get us through there, but you know, one of these is we could do with getting knocked out of one. No, we don't like losing games.
No. Just going back on the basis of what you said there, you're after a striker, that's fine. McCarthy, can you do anything else around that?
Yeah, we keep trying, but I think we're okay in midfield. I think James Wallace is not far off being fit now. And with the other options that we've got in there, now Paddy's staying for the next few weeks. It's really only striker, and only because of Michael Higden and Mark McNulty being out. And we haven't scored in the last couple of matches. I think if we'd had one of those two available, we would have got a goal in that time.
You do, though, have a record that suggests momentum is building, and perhaps not even slowly anymore. We've probably thrown that at you before, but now it seems to be gathering pace a little.
I think we're playing consistently well. I think our performances the last half dozen have been at a certain level, which is pleasing. You're not going to win them all the time. But if you keep performing to a certain level, then you're in with a fair chance. And you know, the game at Crewe Saturday, we controlled and dominated, played well at home to Barnsley, and yet we only get one draw from the two games. But if we keep playing like that, we'll win more than we lose.
Just finally, to come back to Walsall, my recollection of them, a side that like to dominate possession a lot. Do you get the sense that they try and play a similar brand of football this year to the one they did last?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're trying, but you know, sometimes you lose a couple of players, or I think you have to be confident as well. And they got off to a great start last season. You know, when you're losing the odd game, then confidence dips a little bit, and you're not quite as confident in possession. But they'll certainly be trying that way, yes.